Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome back to RRB English Radio. This is Lakh Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family. And in this program, as you know, we're going to talk about the characteristics and the seerah and the lifestyle of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in order to make use of all these hints and stories and narrations in our real life and take them into a practical and functional form in order to go through the right path and reach the satisfaction and approval of Allah Almighty. Indeed, in this Quran is notification for a worshipping people. And we have not sent you, O Muhammad, except as a mercy to the world. God's messenger was the kindest of men in the same way as he excelled all others in courage and valor. Being extremely kind-hearted, his eyes brimmed with tears at the slightest sign of inhumanity. The wife of the Prophet narrates that the messenger of God said, God is kind and he loves kindness and confers upon kindness which he doesn't confer upon severity and doesn't confer upon anything besides it kindness Muslim. The messenger's compassion towards the believers was of the utmost degree. The Quran describes his compassion in the following verse, which is, there has certainly come to you a messenger from among yourselves. Grievous to him is what you suffer. He is concerned over you, your guidance, and to the believers is kind and merciful. As we see, this mercifulness and this kindness of Prophet Muhammad is another characteristic of this big role model of all time for both Muslim community and other peoples around the world in order to be taken into consideration. Prophet Muhammad was also very kind and affectionate towards women. Women were very badly treated in those times. The noble Prophet gave them honor and dignity at par with men in the community. Omar reported, we didn't have much regard for women while we were at Mecca, but they were better treated in Medina. Allah's messenger established women's rights through his sayings and commandments, which improved their position and status. As you know, one of the things that is discussed nowadays as one of the issues of modern world is the position of women among the people and among society. And as we say, 1400 years ago, at the time of establishment of Islam by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, it was one of the concerns of a prophet, which is of astonishment and of wonder for people to understand the insight of this perfect man. And not only for women, but also he has a mercy for children. Allah's messenger was particularly compassionate towards children. When he saw a child crying, he sat beside him or her and shared his or her feelings. And once he said, I stand in prayer and wish to prolong it. However, I hear the cry of a child and cut the prayer short for the anxiety which the mother is feeling. So, dear listeners, let's put comma here and go for a short break in order to get refreshed. We're going to come back in a blink of an eye. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Lucky Muhammad. And as you remember, in the first part of our episode, I was talking about the characteristic of Prophet Muhammad, which he had a mercy for children. And he would take children in his arms and embrace them. He was once hugging his beloved grandsons, Hassan and Hussein, and one of the followers told him, "I have got 10 children. So far, I haven't kissed any of them." Allah's Messenger responded, "The one with no pity for others is not pitied." According to another version, he said, "What can I do for you if Allah has removed from you the feeling of compassion?" Not only for women and for children, but Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, had a mercy for animals. His compassion encompassed not only human beings, but also animals. The Prophet forbade his companions to keep the unintelligent creatures hungry or thirsty, to disturb or to overburden them. He recommended that kindness and putting them at ease were actually meritorious acts tending to bring man nearer to Allah. Abu Hurairah reports the Prophet is saying, "A traveler who was thirsty saw a well in the way. He got inside the well, and when he came out, he saw a dog licking mud due to thirst. The man realized that the dog was as thirsty as him, so he got into the well again, filled his leather sock with water, and carried it out, holding it with his teeth. Thus, he quenched the thirst of the dog. Allah was pleased with his act of kindness and pardoned his sins." The companions asked, "O Messenger of Allah, is there recompense in the matter of beasts and wild animals also?" The Prophet replied, "There is recompense in regard to every creature that has a living heart." Abdullah ibn Umar related that the Prophet said, "A woman was cast away to hell only because she had withheld food and water from her cat and refused to set it free so that the cat might satisfy his hunger by eating worms and insects." Once, on return from a military campaign, a few companions took away the chicks of a bird from their nest to stroke them. The mother bird came back, and when it couldn't find its stick, its cheeks in the nest, it began to fly around screeching. When informed of the matter, Allah's Messenger became angry and ordered the chicks to be put back in the nest. So, as we say in the story of Prophet Muhammad, there are so many delicate stories of this perfect man that we can take lessons from. And in this episode specifically, the focus of our speaking was on the mercy and compassion of Prophet Muhammad on people, believers, and specifically children, women, and animals. And also, Prophet Muhammad had a specific mercy towards his enemies. The prisoners of war taken captive at the Battle of Badr were amongst his bitterest enemies. Nevertheless, he made sure that they were given the best of treatment. Among them was a person who was a fiery speaker and was denouncing the Prophet. And in Mecca, his people inflicted him with every kind of suffering, eventually forcing him to emigrate to Medina and then waged war on him for 5 years. However, when he conquered Mecca without bloodshed in the 21st year of his prophethood, he asked the Meccan unbelievers who were awaiting his decisions about them, "How do you expect me to treat you?" They responded unanimously, "You're a noble one, the son of a noble one." He announced to them his decision. "You may go free. No reproach this day shall be on you. May God forgive you." When we go through at these stories and these actually beautiful narrations of the history and of the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, it's so touching, at least for me, and it works out as reminders and triggers in order to go and think more deeply about the actions I do.
Ya Nabi salam alayka, Ya Rasul salam alayka, Ya Habib salam alayka, Salawatullah alayka. Ya Nabi salam alayka, Ya Rasul salam alayka, Ya Habib salam alayka,
Welcome back, dear listeners. As you know, to give you the summary, a brief summary of what we talked up to here was about the compassion and mercy of Prophet Muhammad over creatures, specifically people and believers and women, children, and even his enemies. And we talked about stories of his life, who lived not for himself, is a mercy for all the worlds. We are living in a world full of materialistic perspectives, and it's a bit difficult for us to maintain this compassionate point of view towards other people and other creatures, let alone animals and children. But still, if we want to be from the group of true followers and true Muslims, then we have to keep these lessons into consideration and be more compassionate with other creatures and other people. Thank you for listening to me. It was all the time I had for today's episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did.